Estevan. The Estevan Bruins posted a small fiscal surplus during the 2021-22 season, according to audited financial statements released during their annual general meeting on October 17 at Affinity Place. The club had a surplus of about $11,000 for the fiscal year ending on April 30. The number does not include revenues from Game 7 of the SJHL final between the Estevan Bruins and the Flin Flon Bombers, as that game was played on May 6. Head coach and general manager Jason Tatarnik noted there were expenses associated with the playoff run and hosting the Centennial Cup. It was also expensive to play the Flin Flon Bombers in the league final. Our games 3 and 4 to Flin Flon, that trip with 3 nights in a hotel and meals for the guys was about an $18,000 trip, said Biggs. We're very appreciative of our sponsors and our fans for attendance and 50-50 sales, but there's definitely a lot of cost involved. He noted the Bombers will also receive half of the gate revenues for Game 7, as per the SJHL Constitution. But Biggs noted the Bruins are in their best position financially in the 5 years he has been on the board. We're in a good place, but that being said, we're not going to be sitting back on our laurels, said Biggs. They also had to face financial challenges associated with losing virtually all of the 2020-21 season, and the restrictions in place for much of the 2021-22 campaign. The club has some fundraisers planned and is looking at options for their guest speaker for their annual sportsman's dinner. The Bruins also elected their executive for this year. Joining Biggs on the board will be Vice President Andrew Tate, Amanda Minchin, Cody Schrader, Aaron Ludwig, Stephen Truman, Garrett Lasko, Tony Cernick and Amanda Warner. Ludwig will be the team's person for the Board of Governors, Truman will be the Estevan Minor Hockey Association Board Representative, Lasko will be the Estevan Steelhouse U18 AAA Bears Liaison, and Cernick will be the City Council Representative. Biggs noted that through Tatarnik, the Bruins are looking to further their relationship with the Bears and Estevan Minor Hockey, hence the representation on the board, as well as the Breakfast with the Bruins program and the high-performance camps the Bruins hosted this summer. An update was also provided on the new overhead, center ice scoreboard. They're worried about trying to install it without affecting any of the other user groups, said Biggs. The new scoreboard is the legacy project from Estevan hosting the 2022 Centennial Cup.